Have to come up separately. Hey, it's good to see everyone here today. All you North Central Texans that showed up because after 32 degrees weather, huh? That's awesome. I've been harassed all morning from all my friends up in northern Oklahoma and Arkansas who are dealing with ice and snow and different things. So appreciate you being here. I know a lot of people are still in the holiday season. They're still traveling, still doing a lot of things. Found out this morning some have had surgery that couldn't be here today. So we welcome everyone also who's with us online. You know, it's very important that we have church on the first Sunday of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but my soul needed the worship this morning. Yes. It was good to be able to worship the One and to do it together. It's very important that we do that. It's also very important the first Sunday of the year that not only do we worship the One, but we also preach the Word and set what God is speaking for us for 2022. None of us would have known about the importance of God speaking to me in the fall of 2018, speaking to me about the sermon series He wanted me to start with in 2019. None of us would know at that time that it would become a lifeline and that it would become very vital to North Elevation Church. In 2019, I preached a sermon series called Transition. You know, transition was, I'm sorry, 2019, 2020, I preached the sermon series Transition. Getting ahead of myself here. 2020, I preached the sermon series Transition. None of us knew COVID was coming. None of us knew that we wouldn't be in the theater and couldn't have church. And none of us knew that we were going to have this building in the middle of it. Many of you have reminded me that sermon series in 2020 was a lifeline and that it was vital. We believe, Pastor Rochelle and I, that the message that we are about to release this morning and throughout this series, we're doing this together today. Rochelle will be speaking again later in the month within this sermon series, Unshaken. Because we believe that this sermon series is as vital as the sermon series in 2020. And to correct myself, that God began to speak to me in 2019 about, in the fall of 2019. God was already preparing a message for all of us for what we were going to face in 2020. Okay? And God was good to us and gave us a building in the middle of all the chaos that was going on. Because God said transition was going, but He prepared our hearts for it. God is going to prepare our hearts today. And we believe this. Yes. If you'll have an ear to hear us for the blessings of God. Yes. Yes, in 2022. Yes. This sermon series that we're about to unpack will be addressing how not to be shaken in a world, would you agree, that's being shaken? Mm-hmm. And through the eyes of faith, with the ears of faith, and with the words of faith, we are going to see the goodness and the greatness, and here's the big one, the faithfulness of our God in 2022. Mm-hmm. That we will walk unshaken, even when things are shaken. Yes. Amen. That's how vital this series is. In 2021, let's be honest, there were great challenges. Mm-hmm. Would you agree? We thought 2020 was a challenge. 2021, there were great challenges. But at the same time, in 2021, God was faithful to the promises. At the same time, yes. God keeps emphasizing to me, and has been since the fall of last year, a passage of Scripture that we both agree is a word to this church for 2022. It's in the Old Testament, and it talks about the people believing the prophets. And it says, when you believe the prophets, you shall prosper. Anybody want to prosper in 2022? Now, we're going to be backing up and unpacking again a word that we received to us for this church in 2019 from Pastor Dwayne White, who had been fasting and praying for us, and God gave him a word for this church. You've heard it several times, but we're going to bring some of that back to you today. Our leadership was given a word by Murilo Borges, and again, I need to make a correction. He's not from Chile. He's from Brazil. Released a word to our leadership doing the same thing. He said, told me privately, I've been fasting and I've been praying and God spoke this to me for this church. We're going to share that with you once again. Many of you were here on our anniversary Sunday when Jack Carter, who is a leader in the church at Turning Point Church, where our overseer is pastor, came here, released a word, again, fasting and praying for us for our anniversary service, to share with us a word. Our first, when we first got in the building? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of our anniversary of not being in the theater anymore. And he released this word. Well, he has given us another word after fasting and praying, and we're going to release that to you also today. So it's important that you have an ear to hear. And if you are physically able, I'm going to ask you to stand right now. I'm going to ask our guests if you would join us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we open our hearts and our ears. Right now, we just take authority over all the distractions. And we focus on the truth that we will deliver, that you have spoken to us, to North Elevation Church. Because we believe this is a year, if we will believe, we're going to see prosperity in many, many different ways. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I'm going to read from the New King James Version today. Verse 20 says, "So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah.'" I would say today, "Hear me, O North Elevation Church. And you inhabitants of Jerusalem," I'm just going to use that for a moment to speak to everybody online. I'm speaking to you right now. "Believe in the Lord your God," and what will happen? "You shall be established." Trust God, and you'll be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Now, when you strip back the word prosper in this passage of Scripture, it may surprise you that this word prosper, the Hebrew word prosper, means to push forward for a breakthrough. Yeah. Amen. You're setting in a breakthrough. Yes. Come on. You're setting in a breakthrough because we believe the word of God to us that he would provide a building that no man could take credit for because he's a faithful God and he would prove himself. Amen. This is a breakthrough. Yes. The breakthrough came, why? Because we believe the word of God. Yes. The promise to us. Yes. And we saw breakthrough. Amen. But guess what? We had to push forward. We had to keep going and not give up. That's right. We had to believe and not doubt. Mm-hmm. And God, suddenly, you've heard the story, suddenly through a phone call, we had a building. Yes. When we had no place to meet. Mm-hmm. After a decade, God proved his faithfulness. But it took 10 years. I don't care if it had taken 15. God proved his faithfulness.
Yes.
Why? Because we believe the word of God. Mm-hmm. What is the word that you've given up on that you need to reattach yourself to? and believe the word so that you might prosper, so that you can have your breakthrough. Would you call that prospering if you had a breakthrough? Oh, yeah. A breakthrough. Many experience breakthroughs in 2021. But here's what God has spoken to us. God wants NEC. NEC. That means who? All of us. To experience a breakthrough in 2022. Amen. Not just for a few, but everyone to experience breakthrough in 2022. I've already laid the foundation. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to believe the words of God. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to believe the words of God so that you can prosper and see your breakthrough. John 20, 29 says, Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This goes back to my Christmas message. What was the heart of the Christmas message? Are we only going to believe what I can see with my eyes, or are we going to believe the unseen of what God said is going to be? Yes. Which are we going to believe the most? Jesus is saying, that's great. You see me, you believe. But blessed is the person who what? Believes the unseen, is what it's declaring. Blessed is the person who can see a church building in the middle of COVID. See it, still see it. Because you know what the reality was? We could have all just said, we give up. Great run. We did everything I guess God wanted us to do. So let's just close this place down. That was not the will of God.
That's
right. God's will was for us to be, and He fulfilled His promise to us and provided a building.
Yes, amen.
Let's never forget the miracle of where we're sitting. When you get to feeling like God's not moving, remind yourself how God moved.
Okay, I'm excited about this year. I am excited, even though some of the challenges, many of the challenges from 2021 have carried over and are still here in 2022. But it doesn't matter, because our God is greater, and we have victory through the Lord our God. So now we're talking about prophetic words today that we have received as a church, and then you have probably received prophetic words individually. And I want to lay a foundation here. We must believe, concerning the prophetic words, we must believe and have faith that God will bring it to pass. Though it tarry, it will come to pass. Don't give up. Just because it doesn't happen in our timing doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Just because it doesn't happen when we want it to, that doesn't matter, because God's timing is perfect. God's timing is always right on, because He knows best and He knows the future. So we have to trust Him and know that that word will come to pass at the right time in God's perfect timing. So don't give up on it. Don't doubt. Doubt and unbelief can negate your word. Doubt and unbelief can cause us to get into this negative mindset. And when we give up and when we doubt and we're like a wave tossed to and fro, we're unstable in all of our ways, is what it says in James. And so we need to not doubt, not have unbelief, but trust God and have faith that His promises will come to pass. The prophetic words that He's given us will come to pass. The promises of the Word of God. There's many promises in the Word of God that we need to stand upon. Standing on the promises of God, like that old song that we used to sing when I was growing up. Stand on the promises of God. Trust Him. And what are the promises of God? One of them is By his wounds we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. No weapon formed against us will prosper. There's so many, and I'm not going to take the time to start quoting a bunch of scriptures, but you know what I'm talking about, the promises of God. You stand on those promises, and you trust God and have faith, and he will bring it to pass. If he sees that you are trusting him, you're keeping your eyes on him, you're keeping your faith in him, your trust in him, and he will bring it to pass for you if you don't doubt and have unbelief in your heart. Okay, so concerning prophetic words, we also need to have discernment. And you might think, how can I get discernment? How can I discern? Well, for one, number one, the gift of discernment is one of the power gifts of the Holy Spirit. Just like the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues, the gift of prophecy, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles. The gift of discernment is one of those power gifts of the Holy Spirit. All we have to do is ask God to fill us with the gift of discernment. And if you desire that gift and you seek after that gift, he will give it to you. But also, another way that we can discern and discern how to hear the voice of God is to be in that word, be in the word, read the word, meditate on the word, commune with God, communication with God. The more you have communication with God, the more you are in his word, the more clearly you will hear his voice and you will know his voice and you will not follow another voice. You, when the devil speaks to you and puts thoughts in your mind, you will know, I don't receive that. That's you, devil, and I don't receive that. I cast down that thought. I cast down that imagination. It is not of God. And you just need to learn how to hear the voice of God. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and none other will they follow. And also in Revelation, several times in the book of Revelation, it says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to you personally. He that has an ear, have an ear to hear the voice of God, and then you can discern. And the reason why we need to discern is so that we can discern if something that someone is telling us and saying that it is a word from God to us, we can discern if that is flesh, if that is just man's thoughts, if that is something that is not of God and from the devil, or if that is truly from God. And we have discerned these words that have been spoken to us are from God. They are come from godly people that know God and hear his voice. As we should also hear his voice and discern. Discern what voice it is. Because there's more than one voice that comes. More than one voice. So we need to discern God's voice and only follow his voice. Okay, now that I laid that little foundation, I'm going to go into this prophetic word. This is only a portion of the prophetic word from November of 2020.
Is that when it was?
Yeah, okay. I thought we decided it was 2020. Anyway, we got this word from Pastor Dwayne, and it is saying, God is saying that was the tip of the iceberg, and that's talking about the miracle of the building. The miracle of this building was the tip of the iceberg. That story is going to be the foundation for building on the next decade. Okay, so we are in our next decade right now. At the beginning of our next decade, we're in our second year, I believe, of our next decade. And we are building on that foundation of when God gave us the building. You're going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. God says, it's not over yet. Like Pastor Corey was mentioning, we were wondering when the theater closed and we couldn't have church anymore, and they had no idea when they were going to be able to reopen. And we thought, well, we're just going to lose all of our people. They'll just start going to other churches. Maybe we're just supposed to shut down. And, you know, we didn't know. But it's not over yet. This is the tip of the iceberg. I see series after series after series after series of miracles. You've not moved to a miracle moment, but to a miracle season. We need to realize we are in a miracle season. It's going to become commonplace. People are going to start laughing about the miracles in a good way. People are going to say, I got a raise. I got a house. I got another job. God healed my cousin of AIDS, etc., etc. You are moving into a present day move of God. Now you're going to be in an apostolic anointing on you for signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles. That's what I've been praying for years. That at North Elevation Church, that this would be a church where signs, wonders, and miracles are flowing. And people are getting set free. People are being saved. People are being healed. Miracles are going forth. There's going to be a breakthrough anointing of miracles of healing and miracles of finance and for the barren who will conceive and have children. Okay, now, we've already seen miracles in our church this past year. We saw quite a few miracles. We saw Georgia healed of COVID. She was healed twice. And she's in her 80s, and she has COPD or whatever. Yeah, COPD. And she has to, you know, have oxygen. But she made it through COVID. And she was healed, and she defied the doctor's reports. So that was a miracle. Chris Baker. He talked about his received healings contrary to the doctor's prognosis. He told about it, so many of you already heard about it, so I'm not going to try to tell it because I wouldn't get it right anyway. But he has received miracles this past year. Matt and Brenda Hayes have had miracles concerning their business. They had a complete turnaround, just miracles, more than one. And then other families in the church have experienced financial miracles and healings. There is many others. So we need to hold on to the word of God. And it's about to ramp up in 2022. We will see miracles at a new level. They will be elevated. Do you believe that? We need to believe that. And we need to hold on to the word. Hold on to the promises of God. And not doubt, not have unbelief, but hold on and have faith and trust God that it's going to come to pass, and it is going to come to pass. And then Murillo Borges, which Pastor Corey was just talking about, on December 12th, 2021, said, miracles will happen here. And this is just a portion of the word, and I believe Pastor Corey's going to talk more about the word that Murillo gave us. But he said, miracles will happen here. I saw blind people regaining their sight during the services and financially broken people opening businesses and prospering. Now, this confirms the word that we received earlier from another pastor. This confirmed that word. And we've had other words that confirmed the words that we had already received. God is confirming his word to us, and we need to believe it. Now, remember what the word that I read to you said. We are in a miracle season, and it's going to become commonplace. We're just going to see miracles all the time. It's going to be commonplace. So we need to believe that. We need to believe it, we need to receive it, and we need to let God do his work and not grow weary in well-doing and not have doubt and unbelief because it doesn't happen when we want it to or when we think it should, but just trust him and in his perfect timing.
Amen. I've got 2019 on my mind because we've been talking about the word from 2019, 2020, and I realize now why I said 2019 because I need to talk about that for a moment. Rochelle talked about confirming words. There was a word given to us through evangelist Robert Sanchez in 2019, and we had discussed that prior to what we wanted to share today. But that word in 2019 was released to us in front of our leadership again. And he had said, it's interesting, they've all said, I've been in ministry almost 37 years, and I've never had this many come to me and say, I have been in fasting. That's a huge thing. You know, they'll say, I've been in prayer, but they said, I've been in fasting and prayer, and God gave me a word for you. And Robert Sanchez said the same thing. He released a word to us in front of our leadership. And what was interesting was, is a year later, Pastor Dwayne confirmed the word from 2019. And then we have Murillo confirming this, the word on December the 12th last year, the word of the year before. Is God speaking to us or what?
Yes.
He's trying to get us not to give up.
Yes.
He keeps confirming his word. A part of that word about it, this building is just the tip of the iceberg. The one that Dwayne gave to us says this also. There's a birthing anointing, first in the natural, then in the spirit. You're going to start seeing conception. You're going to start seeing ministries birthed in people, creativity birthed in people. People who have had no breakthrough in their spiritual life are going to start conceiving spiritually. That has been happening all year. There have been people in this church that just stepped out and did ministry in our cities to reach people. Never done it before, but stepped out and did it. And many times stepped out and did it in the middle of their need because God dropped this in them. God has been performing his word in our midst now for some time. And it's about to ramp up.
Yes.
Many of you are on social media. You think I'm the one putting out all that cool stuff. Because it goes out in my name, on different platforms, and the church's deal. That is not me. Okay? Had two young ladies in the church came and said, can we do that? They'd never done it before, but God dropped the creativity within them and began to birth in them to do this. And they're doing an amazing job.
Yes.
Advertising and doing all the things you do today. They put out some of the most creative things. It really looks good. It gets people's attention. People are following it. And it all started with them coming to me over coffee and going, can we do this? Creativity being birthed, that's not all. Now they have taken that to a new level on a personal level, and now they have begun to start ministering to people through their own platforms, through social media, which they had not been doing. What was the word? Creativity, ministry being birthed. That's happening.
Yes.
And it's happening more than we realize. It's probably happened more in your own life, and you haven't realized it. God is speaking to us. I shared with you about Jack Carter earlier, who had spoken a word to us. Here's what he spoke to me just recently. I was on the phone with him. He had spoke to Rochelle and I when we had visited Turning Point Church, and I called him back because it wasn't taped. We didn't have a piece of paper with us to write it down. And he had actually pinned it down after he spoke it to us. So I'm talking to him on the phone, and here's the key thing that he said within that word that he had given us for the church. It says, and the worship team will love this, it started out with, God is in the waiting. One of our worship songs. God is in the waiting. It's in his timing, and it's about to ramp up. God is about to speed everything up. Hang on to that. That's important.
Yes.
God's getting ready to speed everything up.
Yes.
In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. Mm-hmm. It will surely come. It will not delay. What was the word? Timing. But God is saying he's going to do what? He's speeding it up. Okay? Anybody ready for some things to start breaking?
Yes. Yes.
Quickly? Suddenly?
Yes.
You ready for your breakthroughs?
Yes.
Believe the word. The word from the prophet was what? It's in the waiting, but God's getting ready to speed it up. And don't wake up on Monday next week and go, well, it didn't happen. It will happen. Mm-hmm. Are you going to believe? Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Mm-hmm. It takes courage. It takes courage. Mm-hmm. Don't quit. Amen. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Believe the Word of God. It is in the waiting, but He's speeding everything up. Psalms 27:14 in another translation. I love this. "I am sure now I will see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit." I'll say it again. Stay with God. I can say it another way. Stay with the promises of God. Murillo said this to our leadership. Listen carefully. We got a prophet, local prophet, who's a leader in a church. And like I said, we have discerned it is a word from God. Again, he said the same thing. "I've been fasting and praying for y'all, and this is what God spoke to me." We discerned it was from God. He doesn't even know anything about this word. Now, I just got this last week from him, from Jack Carter. This is from December the 12th, last year. Listen carefully. Murillo said, "God will speed up time." What is God doing through Jack Carter? Confirming the word that he's about to speed everything up. Can you believe, or do you want to walk in doubt and disbelief? I think I'm going to believe in the speed up. He knows these two people don't know each other. You know. He's in another country, Murillo is, and comes up here. What would take years to happen will happen in months. What would normally take months will happen in weeks. What would take weeks will happen in days. What was God doing last week? Confirming the word from December 12th. Man, that's a short period of time where God didn't waste any time saying, "Don't forget my promise."
Yes. Amen.
Don't forget my promise. Believe the prophet. Mm-hmm. And you will what? Prosper. Here's the way I like to say it. You will push through and have your breakthrough.
Yes.
You will push through and have your breakthrough.
That's right.
Jack Carter also said this, and I made a reference to our sign that we have now. Thank you, Jesus, that we have a sign, and thank you for giving. It's paid for.
Yes.
And it lights up, man, it looks nice at night. Maybe you need to go on a Coke date with your wife or your kids or something and come over here and see this sign at night. It's worth it. Listen to what Jack Carter also said. "We are right where we are supposed to be." That's what God told him. "As God takes us to the next level, we are now a lighthouse, a 360-degree lighthouse." I believe, I know, I don't try to spiritualize everything, but I knew the sign. God started really talking to me about, you need to get a sign, you need to get a lighted sign. We met with the elders, we came up with a plan. God's been good. We have the sign. I mentioned the sign to him. And he started laughing because you know what? It's a sign to us that God is saying, you're now established as a lighthouse and you're going to start reaching people all the way around this building. Mm-hmm. Remember he said this was the tip of the iceberg. Can you believe?
Yes.
Some lighthouses only do the bay. God said we're a 360-degree lighthouse.
Yes.
If you didn't know, we have 13 cities represented in this church. And that's about to expand.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe?
Yes.
What the prophet has said to us. And here's what Murillo said within his word to confirm everything I just said. Jack tells me this last week. Murillo spoke it from God on December the 12th. He said, "I see North Elevation as a spark in this darkness." you will be north to Christ for the lost people.
Yes, praise God.
Praise God. That's December 12th. He says a 360-degree lighthouse. You didn't have to slap me to get me to pay attention. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. We're about to light up the darkness.
Yes. Yes.
And we're going to be a 360-degree lighthouse to the what? The lost.
Yes.
Man, you got to put this stuff together. Mm-hmm. God's talking.
Yes.
He's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, He's been speaking since 2019 to us. Matthew 5, verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world." I read this on Christmas Eve. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." We refuse to cover up our light. And we're going to be a lighthouse. And we're going to believe God's word, because God's word says we're not in a miracle moment, we're in a miracle season, one after the other. It hasn't ended. It's going to continue. And God is saying it's about to ramp up, and I'm going to speed up time, and you're going to be amazed at what I'm going to do here. Now, you can either sit there and go, "Well, it hadn't happened yet," or you can say, "You know what? I'm glad it's about to happen."
Yes.
Come on. And don't look around at all the empty seats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. You got to keep your eyes on the promises of God.
Yes.
God says we're going to be a lighthouse to the lost. We're going to be a lighthouse to the lost. Okay? God said creativity is going to be birthed in here.
Yes.
Businesses are going to be birthed.
Yes.
People are going to prosper financially.
Yes.
Somebody's about to get a house.
Me.
Or maybe several. Can you believe?
Yes. Yes.
Can you believe for your breakthrough?
Yes.
Believe the word. Believe the words of those that we believe are true prophets of God who have fasted and prayed for us and released a word to us after fasting and praying. Are we going to believe or not believe?
We will believe.
That's the question. Are we going to believe? I'm going to believe.
Yes.
I'm ready for some ramping up.
Yes.
I'm ready for the things that took 10 years to happen in a month. And hang on to your, as we used to say, shoelaces. The owner of this building wants to have a strong conversation with us about owner financing and us buying this building.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's a miracle in itself. We've only been here a year. He's so pleased with the way we've taken care of the building, he wants to get out of it. We'll see where all that goes. I'm thinking years from now, what did God say? I'm about to speed up time.
Yes, yes, yes.
What used to take 10 years?
Take months.
Take months. Are y'all ready for some stuff to happen?
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. But guess who's going to get in on it? Those who believe the words of the
yes.
prophet, because they
yes.
will prosper, they will push through,
yes.
and they will have their breakthrough.
Yes, that's right.
You ready for some breakthrough?
Yes.
I am.
Okay. So I want all of you who believe God's word, who believe the words, the prophetic words that have been spoken over us and over this church, I want you to stand, and I'm going to pray a declaration.
Chris, you don't have to come up. We want you to be a part of this declaration, brother.
Yeah, you're a part of this declaration. And I want y'all to lift your hands to God or whatever posture you're comfortable doing. And we're going to declare this decree, this declaration today. Oh, Lord, we believe the word of the prophets and we activate our faith to receive what you have spoken over us.
Yes.
Therefore, we declare this day, January 2, 2022, that we are your people, called by your name to build your kingdom and to be a lighthouse in the darkness, that all would come to the brightness of your light.
Yes.
North Elevation Church will be a church where signs, wonders, and miracles will be commonplace.
Yes.
And we will be a people, and we are a people who seek your face. We will hear your voice, and none other will we follow.
Amen.
We declare 2022 will be a year of victory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we make this declaration. Amen and amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. I want you to say this after me only if you agree. I believe.
I believe.
Do you really believe?
Yes.
I believe.
I believe.
We're going to receive.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be received. Would you be seated for just a moment? Guess what? You're going to get out early on this cold Sunday.
3 minutes early.
3 minutes early.